We will get two takes on the year in media coverage and the year in media bias as well during this hour with two guests from different media watchdog groups. Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 7 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Wednesday, December the 28th. Coming up after 6:30, we'll talk with a guest from the conservative media watchdog group, the Media Research Center, who will have its annual Notable Quotable Awards, picking on what this group says is liberal bias in the media. In this half hour, a guest from a media watchdog group that comes from the opposite perspective, Media Matters of America. And our guest will have some awards from Media Matters as well. And we would like to get your take on media coverage this year and media bias this year. Do you have any examples that you'd like to share? Anything that strikes you as biased in the media this year? 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Let me welcome our first guest. Sarah Pavlis is Research Fellow at Media Matters for America. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm happy to be here.
Thanks very much for joining us. Well, let's talk first about some of the awards that Media Matters has issued. You've issued an award this year for the Misinformer of the Year?
Correct, yes. This year, this is the annual award that we give out, and this year we gave it to Rupert Murdoch, who is the CEO of News Corporation, which owns Fox News. Some people may be aware of that. And the reason we issued that award was not only because of the hacking allegations that have come out in England and also surfaced in the U.S., but also because of the misinformation that Fox News continues to push on a daily basis.
Yeah. Well, what some examples of the misinformation that you say Fox pushes?
Well, I think that one of the best examples of that would be on the issue of climate change. For example, Media Matters got a hold of some internal emails that went around Fox News that in which a news executive told on-air talent to misrepresent scientific data in order to cast doubt on climate change.
Mm-hmm. And we'll get back to Fox News, but you also, though, have issued an award for the Climate Change Misinformer of the Year, and that goes to Rush Limbaugh.
Correct. That went to Rush Limbaugh this year. He is a very influential, still remains, even after all these years, an incredibly influential figure in conservative media. And just for example, you know, the type of things that he's been saying to his audience this year, he has declared there's no global warming going on, which is false. I think, you know, there's wide scientific consensus that the globe is warming. And he has managed to, you know, shield his brain from 18 years of mounting evidence that humans are changing the climate.
Yeah, he says that that man-made climate change is a hoax. And you are saying that he's out on a limb on this one?
Definitely way out on a limb on that one, part of the fringe.
Mm-hmm. And you also have issued an award for the Misinformer of the Year on LGBT issues. Who's that?
That is Dr. Keith Ablo. He's on Fox News frequently, and he really he demonizes people such as Chaz Bono. Yeah, he he said, Chaz Bono is a woman suffering from a, quote, psychotic delusion. He's claimed that Dancing with the Stars will turn kids transgender. You know, any number of you know, hateful things.
Yeah. Is Media Matters primarily watching Fox News for misinformation, or what is your mission?
We are monitoring conservative misinformation across all forms of media, though Fox News is particularly dominant in the conservative media right now, so we do spend a lot of our time watching them.
Mm-hmm. And what is your response to Fox and to people who watch Fox who say that this isn't misinformation, this is the conservative point of view that you're hearing here that you don't hear anywhere else?
I think that it's fine to obviously have a conservative opinion. What Media Matters takes issue with is, first of all, Fox News insisting that their opinionated broadcasting is objective news and presenting it as such. And that also, oftentimes, the claims they're making are based on information that is not true.
And the Fox, there is a difference, is there not, between a newscast, say, a news program on Fox, I'm trying to think, like Shepard Smith anchoring a news show and Bill O'Reilly anchoring an opinion show?
Sure. One of the things Fox News executives often point to is that their conservative opinion, you know, hosts are confined to the primetime hours, for example, Bill O'Reilly and Sean Hannity. And during the day, it's just straight news broadcasting. But in watching Fox News during the day, we found that oftentimes that slanted perspective bleeds over to the daytime broadcasting.
Mm-hmm. Would it be fair to say that Fox News leans right, MSNBC leans left, and CNN is in the middle?
I think definitely that's the perception that many people have. So I do think that on all three networks, we certainly monitor all three networks for conservative misinformation. For example, up until recently, MSNBC frequently had Pat Buchanan on, who is a conservative who often made misleading claims about different groups of people. And CNN as well has some very well-known conservatives who often also spread information, like Eric Erickson.
Mm-hmm. And are you primarily looking at the cable news networks, or are you monitoring all sources of media?
We monitor all sources of media. We listen to the radio, you know, as we discussed Rush Limbaugh. And we're also reading newspapers, too, and right-wing blogs.
I almost hate to do this, but I'm going to do it. I obviously work for an affiliate of NPR. Do you have any awards for NPR in terms of conservative misinformation?
We don't have any awards for NPR, no. But that's a good question to ask.
We are talking with Sarah Pavlis. She is Research Fellow at Media Matters, for America. We're getting Media Matters take on the year in media coverage and the year in media bias. Media Matters seeks out conservative misinformation in the media and has issued its awards for 2011. And Misinformer of the Year, that award from Media Matters, goes to Rupert Murdoch and News Corp, which is the owner of Fox News. What do you think of that? Any examples that you would like to bring up of media bias or bad reporting or bad media coverage, or good for that matter? 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine, hoping you'll stay tuned. Coming up later today, it's At Issue with Ben Marins. The death of Osama bin Laden, the revolution in Egypt, American intervention in Libya. As 2011 comes to a close, Ben and his guest, after 5, will look back at the big international news stories of the year. That's after 5 this afternoon. We are taking a look back this year in media coverage with two different guests from two different media watchdog groups. Coming up after 6:30, we will welcome in a guest from the Conservative Media Research Center. Right now, we are talking with a guest from Media Matters for America, Sarah Pavlis, and we welcome your questions. We welcome your examples. 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@WPR.org. And we'll go to the phones and take Paul in La Crosse first. Hello, Paul. You're on the air.
Good morning. I think that the point that you made about Fox News is no longer in dispute. I mean, they do slant the news. I think Media Matters released some emails from the news director at Fox News showing how they were going to present stories about the Obama administration. But my point went to a couple weeks ago when the unemployment rate dropped from 8.9 to 8.6%. And when you looked at the bar graph, the 8.9 and the 8.6 were at the same level. So it looked like going into the end of the year, everything was, you know, just as bad as it was before instead of dropping. It would have made the graphs look much better for the president and the administration. Fox News couldn't bring themselves to do it, and so they left it off. The other thing is that they did identify, and they put together a thing of the Republican candidates. George Romney's name was there, but the picture was of President Obama. So either they don't know what they're doing or they're doing it intentionally.
And you think it's intentional, Paul?
Absolutely. That's not a question.
Well, yes, it is.
It's a crazy question. Of course they're doing it intentionally.
Yeah, do you think this is intentional, Sarah Pavlis? I did see that chart, that graph of the unemployment, and it was shared on a lot of social media sites showing 8.9% and 8.6% being at the same level. Is that just a bumble, or is that intentional?
Well, it's impossible to mind read, but what I will say is that Fox News has a pattern of presenting misleading graphics that in some way, you know, show the administration in a more negative light. The fact that this keeps happening over and over again, it really does make you wonder, could their graphics producers really be that inept, really be making that many mistakes?
And what is this this email that Media Matters exposed? I don't remember that.
Yes, earlier this year, it was actually at the end of 2010 and the beginning of 2011, we obtained several emails from internal Fox News emails from Washington News Managing Editor Bill Salmon, in which, as I briefly mentioned, he pressured Fox's supposedly neutral journalists to misrepresent scientific data in order to cast doubt on climate change. He also pushed them to adopt Republican talking points on healthcare reform and distort an Obama speech in order to portray the president as soft on terrorism. And again, he is not, he's a news editor, not somebody who is confined to the opinion programming on the network.
Mm-hmm. Talk some, if you would, about what you think Fox News or any media, for that matter, is doing right or wrong in the coverage of this of the presidential primary.
I think that Fox News, in particular, is going to be an interesting one to watch in the coming year, because not only have they previously employed several of the candidates who are currently running, they also have what we call at Media Matters a Fox News primary, in which they give the candidates an incredible amount of time on their network to discuss their views. And many times the candidates are not challenged on their views by the Fox News host, something that the Fox News hosts have even gone so far as to admit that, well, you know, for example, Sean Hannity had Mitt Romney on, and he said, I'm not going to ask you about Romney Care, referring to Mitt Romney's health care plan in Massachusetts, which is one of the more controversial aspects of his record.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I think they are an incredibly powerful force, particularly in the Republican primary, and it will be interesting to see what they do in the coming year.
Mm-hmm. Any comment, anything strike you about the coverage of the Occupy movement?
The Occupy movement, I think, has been certainly on Fox, has been getting a lot of negative coverage. Just a lot of comments that the protesters are the fringe of the fringe of the fringe and things like that. I think that is definitely slanted. I also think that other networks, in particular CNBC, have embraced the idea that, you know, there is this war on wealth, that's, you know, how they term it, that's going on in this country, and from their perspective, an undeserved war on wealth. So that's also something interesting that we are keeping an eye on.
John on Facebook writes, there is no such thing as journalism or news anymore. What the public gets is sensationalism wrapped in opinion and the intention of inducing fear in order to get ratings. Truth doesn't sell because it doesn't scare people. Do you have a reaction to that?
I actually do think there is a lot of good journalism going on right now, and I think that the truth will always be interesting to people and captivating. In particular, I think the organization ProPublica does a lot of investigative reporting, and I think people are starting to pay more attention to organizations like that. That said, Fox News has more viewers than both CNN and MSNBC combined. So there is definitely, you know, the Fox News brand of journalism is definitely popular and growing increasingly more popular, it seems.
Another call from Matt in Prescott. Hello, Matt.
Hi, Joy. I just wanted to say about the, I mean, this is a classic debate, the global warming debate. I mean, the scientific facts have been skewed on, I believe, both sides. I believe it's kind of a liberal fundamental, environmental fundamentalism that keeps pushing it along. Come to Wisconsin. I know this winter's been kind of crazy and warm, but, you know, come ride with me in the milk truck when it's January, when it's like 20 below, and we'll talk about global warming then. So,
You know, Matt, that a winter is weather, and the climate is different.
Oh no, I understand the difference. I just believe that, I am the conservative mindset too, so that's the other reason. But just like, when you start saying, like, oh, Fox News denies it, or that Rush Limbaugh's on the fringe, well, I just want to let you know that he's not on the fringe, and that there's a lot of people that think climate change is kind of a bogus Al Gore funded kind of thing, and that there's a lot of them listening this morning that are like that. And like I said, I mean, I don't know, like, it's just weird, and it's on the conservative side too, but it's like these, like, a liberal organization that monitors Fox News. I mean, like, I brought up the screener, but, and it's, I don't want to really quite say it, but it's like, where do you get the funding from, you know? And like, how do you, I don't know. So I just...
Well, we'll be talking with a conservative watchdog group that's going to be you know, complaining about liberal media bias coming up after 6:30. But, and we only have a minute before our news break, Sarah. But there are Rush and Fox and others have pointed to various scandals in the scientific community, saying that this was you know, covering up evidence that says climate change isn't the problem that that you say it is.
I don't believe that anything anybody has pointed to has established that the planet is not warming. I think that's still widely considered by scientists to be true. And, you know, that remains the fact despite attempts to undermine it.
We're going to have to leave it there because we are at news time. I want to thank you very much, Sarah Pavlis from the Media Matters for America group, for being with us. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. We are discussing some of the best and worst examples of media coverage in 2011. We just heard from a guest from the group Media Matters for America, which issued its Misinformer of the Year award to Rupert Murdoch and News Corp for the hacking scandal and for owning Fox News, which our guest said is a consistent source of conservative misinformation. And now we will hear from another guest from another media watchdog group, and we hope to hear from you too. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is 6:37. On this Wednesday, December the 28th. If you have an example of bad or good media coverage or media bias that you would like to share, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Let me welcome now Tim Graham. He is Director of Media Analysis at the Media Research Center. Media Research Center has just issued its annual Notable Quotable Awards, which for the most part are picking on some liberal bias in the media. Tim Graham joins us by telephone. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy.
Thanks a lot for being with us.
Sure.
So did you make it home for the holidays?
I did not. We drove home a couple of years ago and hit like a blizzard in Elkhart, Indiana, and said, you know, flying's probably the way to go when we do this again.
Yes, that's right. For listeners who don't know, Tim Graham is from, it's Viroqua, right?
Yes.
Yeah, all right. Well, welcome home via the radio. Now, your reaction to Media Matters for America issuing its Misinformer of the Year award to Rupert Murdoch and Fox News?
Well, could it be any less surprising? I mean, did they have anybody else on the ballot?
Rush Limbaugh did win the Climate Change Misinformer of the Year award.
I mean, they've received $1 million from George Soros, the philanthropist slash Bush basher, to go after Fox News. I mean, when Media Matters was founded in 2004, it was sort of supposed to be a liberal version of the MRC, where they were going to go after conservative bias and misinformation in general. And I think over the last few years, they've just decided, look, it's going to make us unpopular with the liberal networks to go after them. So they don't go after ABC or CBS or NBC anymore. They just go after Fox News and Rush. That's pretty much all they've got to do. So, you know, for them to hand out awards at the end of the year to Fox News is less than surprising. I guess you could say that for the MRC to hand out awards against Chris Matthews, probably also not that surprising.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what the MRC does, go after what it considers liberal misinformation in the media, yes?
Yeah, and more. I think that, yes, misinformation is important, and bias in general. For example, just the idea of what you choose to emphasize and what you choose not to emphasize. So that if you, you know, do hundreds of stories on the Occupy Wall Street protests, they may all be perfectly accurate, but you're showing what you want to cover, what you enjoy covering, what you want the American people to, you know, to notice.
Well, let's talk about your group's awards. You did kind of give Chris Matthews, one of your quotable notable awards, yes?
Well, yes, actually, several. But what we do is we get a panel of about 50 judges who are, you know, conservative columnists and radio hosts and media watchers. And, you know, Chris Matthews has become such a figure, of scorn on the right, that we created his own category so that we could sort of put him in his own box, because he might win a lot of awards if we had him in every place.
Is that the mean-spirited, nasty, belligerent Chris Award?
Yeah.
Also,
well, that was the one where he called Newt Gingrich a car bomber. He just looks like a car bomber, Clarence Page, a car bomber. He just couldn't get over how much he looked like a car bomber. I don't know exactly what it is about Newt that looks like a terrorist, but...
What else? I mean, what kinds of things are you looking for in these awards?
Well, usually it's just, you know, we have a newsletter we put out every 2 weeks, post on our website at mrc.org called Notable Quotables. We've been doing it now since 1988. And at the end of the year, we sort of round up all of these biweekly issues and say, okay, what are the quotes that really stand out? And, you know, they are just things that really nobody's going to forget, or maybe we don't want to forget.
Yeah, you're not a big fan of Paul Krugman in your awards. He gets the Tea Party Terrorist Award?
Right. Well, I mean, and again, Krugman won three of our awards this year. And, you know, obviously, it's not always about bias, in that this is a guy who is on the opinion page in the New York Times, but he's also a very influential figure. He appears on ABC, you know, this week and so on. Won several times this year for things that he wrote, and the timing was part of why he won these awards. The Tea Party Terrorist Award was less than 2 hours after Congressman Gabrielle Giffords was shot, and as you remember, you know, several people were killed, a federal judge was killed in Tucson. Within 2 hours, he'd gone up on his blog at the New York Times saying, you know, we know this was the Tea Party. We don't have proof that this was political, but the odds are that it was. Well, the odds are that it wasn't. It was just one of these lone madmen. But, you know, he was so eager to pin this on, you know, people who didn't like the Obama health care plan, that he just didn't wait for the evidence. And that's the sort of thing that, you know, you do want to highlight and say, that was reckless and divisive and really contrary to what the president said a couple days later, that we all needed to simmer down. You know, really what these awards prove to some degree is that Obama's insistence that we all calm down, you know, wasn't going to last. I mean, I think it lasted about 10 days.
And for condemning budget cuts, the Tying Granny to the Train Tracks Award goes to?
That would be Christiana Monpour of ABC. Now she's been retired from hosting that program. She just did not catch on, in part because I think she has a real tone of snobbishness. And in this particular one, she was basically lecturing Congressman Paul Ryan of southern Wisconsin. and basically saying that his numbers don't add up. She called it reverse Robin Hoodism. Take from the poor, give back to the rich again. This is one of those things that really rankles conservatives, the idea that by letting people keep their own money, it's somehow a backwards redistribution of wealth. I think that was one that, we see over and over again, this idea that conservatives, when they try to restrain government spending, are anti-poor, are for throwing the poor out on the street, feeding the elderly the dog food, that sort of cartoon.
I'm going to skip the next award because I'll blush if I say it, so I'm going to move on to the Hopeless Dopes Award. And you give this one to Brian Williams.
Yeah, yes. This was, I would say, I watched this debate live. Sometimes I watch Republican debates the next day. This one I was watching live, and I literally almost threw the remote at my TV. This was Brian Williams moderating a debate with Politico in September. And I'm sure people remember this, but, he was talking to Rick Perry, and he said, your state has executed 234 death row inmates, more than any governor in modern times. Now, the audience cheers, which, of course, horrified everybody on the left and in the media. But he said, have you struggled to sleep at night with the idea that any one of those might have been innocent? And I think that right there, this is not something that Brian Williams would ever ask Obama. Have you ever struggled to sleep at night that your drone attacks have killed innocent civilians in the Middle East? Which I think a lot of people on the left would cheer him for asking that question, but he doesn't. And when Brian Williams sits down with Obama, it has the most obsequious, embarrassing tone of, as we sit here and contemplate the universe, please tell us your thoughts, your broad philosophy on life. I mean, and I'm not even exaggerating. It really has that flavor. So the idea that he would host a Republican debate, first of all, was just not a good idea. The Republicans who made this plan obviously should have regretted it. Obviously goes on to say, what do you make of the dynamic that just happened here, that the mention of the execution of 234 people drew applause? Well, they weren't applauding, they were applauding what they consider to be justice, and that is when a murderer, when somebody's killed 13 people, gets executed, that is respect for life in the sense that a life for a life, or a life for several lives in a lot of cases.
Let's move to another award. This one, you touched on it earlier, the Occupy My Heart and Soul Award for, as you put it, left-wing protest promotion, and Diane Sawyer gets this one.
This was also a favorite. I mean, we remember in 2009 when the Tea Party sort of presented itself on the scene, and the network spent a lot of time pretending they did not exist, and they would have hundreds of thousands of people show up in Washington and get about, 15 seconds on the news. Well, the difference here was, you had a group of people occupying a block in New York City and a block here in Washington, D.C., and I suppose a block in L.A. and a block in somewhere else, and it was like the most momentous thing to ever happen. And this is where Diane Sawyer just sort of went off the deep end and said about Occupy Wall Street, as of tonight, it's spread to more than 250 American cities, more than 1,000 countries, every continent but Antarctica. Well, of course, there are not 1,000 countries in the world. There are about 190. So, this is, the quite obvious misinformation made this the winner. And then she, on a later edition of the broadcast, said more than 1,000 cities around the world. Well, look, you can say that. In Viroqua, there was a story the other day in the La Crosse Tribune that a lady was holding a piece of tagboard out in front of Good Shepherd Lutheran Church. Now, Diane Sawyer would count that among her 1,000 cities. So you take what might be quite insignificant protests around the country and you merge them all together. Well, look, every January, there's something called the March for Life that happens not only here in Washington, D.C., but in state capitals and small towns across the country to mourn legal abortion in America. And there's no "it spread to 1,000 cities" kind of hype for it. In fact, the networks routinely ignore that it has even happened. They don't even mention it. The New York Times, even if you march for life in New York city. The New York Times ignores that it exists, and it's that choice of what protests we choose to cover, and maybe that attitude that conservatives really, protest shouldn't be their thing.
We are talking with Tim Graham. He is Director of Media Analysis at the Media Research Center. We are talking with him about the Media Research Center's Notable Quotable Awards for 2011. And there you just heard a few of them. And we welcome your thoughts and questions for Tim Graham about media coverage and liberal bias in the media. 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org, or post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. It's going to be mostly cloudy today. Some isolated snow showers or flurries in the northwest. Highs today will be in the low 20s in the north to the upper 30s in the south. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine, 10 minutes before 7 o'clock on this Wednesday, December the 28th. Coming up after 7, it's our big question segment. We will talk with the two of WISP Politics debaters about their awards for Wisconsin politics coming up in our big question debate. One of our guests says that Scott Walker is the loser of the year, and our other guest says that a spokesperson for the Wisconsin Democratic Party is the loser of the year. We'll talk more about winners and losers in Wisconsin politics coming up in our big question debate after 7 o'clock. Right now, we are talking about media awards and media coverage and media bias with Tim Graham, who is Director of Media Analysis at the Media Research Center. The conservative watchdog group has issued its awards for 2011, its notable quotable awards. In our first half hour, we did talk with a guest from the liberal media watchdog group, Media Matters for America, which has issued its awards as well. And we heard in our last half hour that Media Matters says that the Misinformer of the Year award goes to Rupert Murdoch and Fox News. Our guest, Tim Graham, has a different take on media coverage and media bias. And before I go to the phones, though, Tim, I wanted to ask you about a caller from our first segment who said Fox News is intentionally trying to make President Obama look bad, and there are so many mistakes, he says, with graphics and the like. For example, he said, recently when unemployment went down, a chart that Fox News put together showed, you know, an 8.9% unemployment rate at the same level as the current 8.6% unemployment rate. And that was just one example of many, he says, of Fox News intentionally trying to make President Obama look bad. Do you have a response to that?
I did see that chart. Obviously, that somebody didn't do their math that day. I think that the interesting thing about the way that many people react to Fox News is they will say, this is such a shamelessly Republican channel. It is so blatantly promotional. Nothing can possibly go right with President Obama, according to this network. And, you know, the conservative media critic's response to that is, welcome to the rest of the media from the conservative perspective. From the conservative perspective, you can go back through the 8 years of President Bush. There was almost nothing President Bush could ever do that was right. That every day that came out said today there was a thunderstorm. It's President Bush's fault because he hasn't cracked down on the oil companies. I mean, and I'm exaggerating a little, but I mean, there was, you know, just a dramatic amount of Bush bashing in the media. You know, for people to complain now that Barack Obama has a bad day on Fox News, what about the entire rest of the media? What about ABC, CBS, NBC, PBS, NPR, the New York Times, the Washington Post, Time and Newsweek? I mean, the national media of the United States is almost unanimous, except for Fox News. So you have somebody like Media Matters come out and say, let's try to destroy Fox News so we can have complete liberal unanimity in the American press.
Let's go to the phones. Jake in Milwaukee is with us first. Hello, Jake.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, that last quote that you made was hilarious. Anyways, listening to both these, the idea of situational principles and ethics when it comes to media, it just pops in my head because, you know, you have Media Matters on one end saying, okay, bad, bad, bad. You have him on one side like, no, no, bad, bad, bad. But the fact is both of these organizations work for one specific ideological and party line. So as me listening here, I just see a bunch of whiners and complainers who actually don't really care if their side makes a problem or says something stupid. For instance, like Scott Walker saying, I'm going to drop the bomb talking to a fake Koch brother. Well, then maybe he should win the fake talking to a Koch brother award, or Joe Biden should get always having a foot in his mouth award. I mean, as a listener, this is just stupid.
Well, thanks. Jake, what is your thought on media coverage then? I mean, if you don't like our guests, what do you think about media coverage?
Well, I think media coverage is for what you take it for. I think if a person just only goes to one source to look at, to find something, to find information, then you're not going to get the right thing. You should go to a direct source. You should go to the primary source to find the information instead of getting it secondhand. So if NPR says, blah, 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 these statistics, I'm going to go and find those statistics and read it for myself without NPR News filtering it for me. So that, therefore, like, for instance, if I hear something on Fox, I'm not going to believe it straight out because Fox told me. I'm going to go to the primary source.
Yeah. Well, Tim Graham, what about that? Don't we all have a responsibility to do that?
Yes. And when we started at, you know, MRC, it founded in 1987, it was a lot harder to find that primary source than it is now. I mean, one of the reasons, you know, it's not the good old days for the media establishment is there is so much more ability for us to go online or to watch C-SPAN, to see things in their original context, to dig into things. And so the fight over media bias now really is a fight over what about people who just scan the news, who just watch 10 minutes of NBC, who just see, you know, get their news from The Daily Show or so on. And that's where everybody's looking at it and saying, what if somebody just got this really biased fraction of information? And that's a lot of what we talk about today. Obviously, yes, a media consumer today can be a very savvy consumer. And certainly we would suggest to conservatives that they really immerse themselves in liberal media to understand what the other side is trying to do. I mean, and that's what we're trying to do. I reject the caller's idea that somehow we have situational ethics. I think it's quite true that we are coming from the viewpoint of the conservative movement, and we see ourselves as sort of ombudsmen, advocates, you know, to the media for the conservative viewpoint to make sure that the conservative viewpoint in America is fairly represented. I don't think there's anything situational in that at all, unless, as he suggests, you know, if we said, as we started this segment, oh, well, it doesn't matter to me that Fox News has an inaccurate chart. I think that matters, and I think that that is an embarrassment. You got to get your math right.
Let me quickly, because we have another caller and not much time, let me just state his point. He thinks the media was really hard on Herman Cain over adultery and not hard on former President Clinton. A real quick take on that because of our minute left.
Sure. Well, what a lot of people would say was, what about 1998, which is, you know, with Monica Lewinsky. But the point really is better, what about 1992? Jennifer Flowers was one and done. That was like a six-day story, tops. What about Paula Jones in 1994 when she made her sexual harassment charges? They all ignored her. Here in this case, we had the Politico newspaper come out with a charge that two unnamed women with unnamed charges had reached a settlement with the National Restaurant Association. We had 100 network stories on Herman Cain before we had a woman with a name and a face emerge. And I think that's a dramatic contrast with what Bill Clinton initially received.
Well, we'll leave it there. Tim, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you, Joy.
Tim Graham, Director of Media Analysis at the Media Research Center. In our first half hour, we heard from Sarah Pavlis, who is Research Fellow at Media Matters for America. Thanks to Rob Ferret and to Bill Martins for producing the hour. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.